And at 10 minutes after 11 on that night, a junior named John Dancy, on his way back to his dormitory, began screaming into the fog, dropping books on and between the sprawled legs of the dead girl, lying in a shadowy corner of the animal sciences parking lot, her throat cut from ear to ear, but her eyes open and almost seeming to sparkle as if she'd just successfully pulled off the funniest joke of her young life. Dancy, an education major and a speech minor, screamed and screamed and screamed. The next day was overcast and sullen, and we went to classes with questions eager in our mouths. Who? Why? When do you think they'll get him? And always the final thrilled question. Did you know her? Did you know her? Yes, I had an art class with her. Yes, one of my roommate's friends dated her last term. Yes, she asked me for a light once in the grinder. She was at the next table. Yes. Yes, I... We all knew her. Her name was Gail Kerman, and she was an art major. She wore granny glasses and had a good figure. She was well-liked, even though her roommates had hated her. She had never gone out much, even though she was one of the most promiscuous girls on campus. She was ugly, but cute. She'd been a vivacious girl who talked little and smiled seldom. She had been pregnant, and she had had leukemia. She was a lesbian who had been murdered by her boyfriend. It was Strawberry Spring, and on the morning of March 17th, we all knew Gail Kerman.